Hey, you're listening to episode 4 of the Intentional Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Angela Barnard. This is a show all about helping you intentionally design your life using the power of your mind, faith, and energy. And on this episode, we're talking all about energy and the different kinds of energy and why you need to care about the kind of energy that you're generating in the world and how it affects how your life is. So let's get on with the show. I'm so excited to talk to you about energy because I know this wisdom can really improve your life. Just knowing about the different kinds of levels and just having the awareness around how you want to show up and what kind of energy you want to generate in the world could just impact your life in so many meaningful ways. Like, I know that to be true. I've seen it to be true. Okay, but before we get on with that, I have to confess that I wasn't always super comfortable talking about energy. So I just kept this wisdom to myself because I was afraid of what people would think about me if I talked about it. So let me backtrack this for you. I used to work with the military. Actually, I still do a lot of work with the military. And I wanted so badly to tell people, especially when these military members were transitioning out from the military into the civilian sector, this big time of transition, that the number one thing they need to get down is their energy, like hands down. And I used to not say anything or teach around it because I was afraid that people would think I was like really weird and woo-woo and all of that and wouldn't want to listen to me and all of that. So anyways, I got over that because I just couldn't help it because I'm way too passionate about it. And I started sharing it. And I was so surprised to see that so many people were like, tell me more, tell me more. And actually on my reviews, it was some of the information that people valued the most. Like they would say, I loved learning about this. This changed my life. And I was like, what? And then I even got recruited to go and teach this to large groups of military members. And it just blew my mind. And I guess that's another example of how just be true to yourself and really live a life in alignment with who you are. And if people are not okay with that, then they're not for you. But you are meant to show up as your true self. And I truly believe that you will be rewarded for that. We all know that everything is made up of energy, right? So thinking of even just a radio station, I just find it so fascinating that we can turn to a frequency. And at that particular frequency, music or the radio station will come in, right? But what if you're off just a little bit? Static. And isn't it just, it blows my mind. You're just turning to like a frequency. So then you think about in all areas of our life, like we're always kind of in a sense turning to different frequencies and like what are we bringing in because we're at that frequency. And why is that weird to say? Because, I mean, look at how energy works. And we know what it's like when we're around someone who is extremely negative. You know how you can feel that. Just being around them can really bring you down. And the same is true if you're around people that are really uplifting or positive. It feels so good to be around them. Like maybe you have those people in your life that could instantly shift to you just being around them. And you also have those people that can instantly bring you down just by being around them. And sometimes that's our family members, right? We got to get another episode going about that one. All right. So, okay, moving on. So there's different kinds of energy, and I'm going to talk about 7 levels of energy. And I want you to know that this isn't something that I made up. I am a certified professional coach through the through the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching. And in a nutshell, you can sum that up as IPEC. And I went through my training years ago. And the person who developed this 7 levels of energy model is Dr. Bruce Snyder. And he is the founder of the coaching school. And he also has a book on the different energy levels. So you can pick that up somewhere if you want to dive in deeper into all of this. And it's just really interesting because you're going to get it when I start talking about the different levels. You're like, yeah, I know people that kind of vibe there a lot of times. And sometimes I go there and all of that. So it's going to make sense. In a nutshell, there's 2 different kinds of energy that can further get broken down into the seven levels. So we have your catabolic energy, which is what most people would think of as negative energy. I don't like to necessarily use the words negative and positive, even though it just helps you understand it a little more, because then people start thinking that they should always be up at the higher levels only. And that's just not realistic, because we're human beings having a human experience, and we are constantly going to be fluctuating between all the different levels, and you can quickly move through all of them. The thing I want for you to know is that people tend to have like primary levels that they stay at, and kind of like a default level that they go to under stress. And everybody's different, but I just want you to have a greater awareness around the different levels, and then for you to instead of react to life and just get shifted into these different levels that maybe you don't want to be at, that you choose how you show up and that you choose which level you want to respond from, what kind of energy you want to generate. It's about the awareness and choosing, because most people are not aware and they're just reacting to life. And a lot of times they are, and this is, again, it goes back to not being intentional, but it also has to do with just not being aware. And we can show people grace because of that, because they don't have the greater awareness. I think if anything that this kind of energy work has taught me, just these awareness of these different levels, is to show people grace, because they literally cannot see like opportunity. If you're at the very low levels, it's really hard for you to see opportunity, because having that opportunity focused mindset is a higher energy level. It's a higher awareness. That's another way that you can look at these levels, as different levels of awareness or different levels of leadership even, because we're all leaders. We're always leading ourselves into action every day. You lead yourself out of bed every day, right? So just because we all are leaders doesn't mean that we are the kind of leaders we want to be. Consciously, right? And I think this is why a lot of us aren't creating the results that we want in our life, because we're not leading our lives in the way that lead to the results that we want, because we're not generating the kind of energy that we need to create the results that we want. We're not turning to the right radio stations. All right, so the two overall kinds, the catabolic and anabolic. So catabolic, just like it sounds, that negative kind of energy. I know we keep using that word, but you get what I'm saying. It just helps you really understand it more. The destructive kind of energy, that would be a better way to describe it, because it literally causes a breakdown in our bodies, in our relationships, in our life in general, if we generate too much of that. So even in your body, like when you are thinking more of those stress-related kinds of thoughts or depression, all of that, I'll go deeper into this, but you're generating catabolic energy in your body, and that causes all kinds of issues. In fact, I read a stat recently that said as much as 90% of diseases and illnesses are stress-related. In other words, they're due to an excess amount of catabolic energy being generated from someone. And later on the show, we have Deanna Tikhanoff coming on, who is a women's health nurse practitioner, and she's going to talk about how a lot of the women that she sees that are dealing with all kinds of issues in their body, how so much of that is stress-related. And in a nutshell, again, it's catabolic energy-related. And I know you guys know this stuff. I know that you know that stress causes so many issues in our bodies on a physical level, and actually in our relationships too, because it's not fun being around somebody that's super stressed out and super depressed, right? It brings you down with them. I just say again, I am not saying that it's wrong if you go to those states. Real stuff happens in our life that shift us into those states. We deal with hard things being a human. So it's normal, like, that someone might be feeling really depressed or stressed out and all of that. But what I'm about to teach you is going to help you just gain awareness around all these levels and maybe things that you can do to shift yourself and possibly shift others and just be and somebody in the world that is generating that anabolic energy that can really serve all of those around you, because energy is contagious, hands down. We know that to be true. All right, you ready to get into the seven levels? Okay. Levels 1 and 2 are going to be the highest in catabolic energy. And then as you go up, you get more of the anabolic energy. All right, so level 1, this level is really centered around just the word victim. It's the mindset that life is happening to you and that you're not at the effect of it. It's the I lose mentality. And a lot of times, people that really resonate here will say things like, of course this would happen to me. This always happens to me. Nothing I do ever leads to XYZ, right? A lot of loss of hope, feeling like you can't control your circumstances at all. It's just like you're a victim in every situation. A lot of times you will see them kind of like hunched over, that depressed kind of look to them. That's an example of that generating in their body, like looking down, all of that. Anxiety is here. They often sigh a lot, like that. That's an example of that catabolic energy trying to be released. Very, very low vibing here. And then moving on to level 2. Level 2 is the dominant level that's out there, and that's shouldn't really be surprising if you think of how people act when they're driving. And let me further explain. Level 2 can be summed up in one word: fight. It's the fight mentality. It's the blame mentality. It's an I win, you lose. It's all about me. Very close to the ego. Levels 1 and 2 are very close to the ego, and it's really just self-centered and self-focused. Even level 1, when you think of someone as being very self-conscious or very insecure, they tend to think that people are always concerned about them. Like they're just extra conscious of themselves. Like, let me give you an example. Somebody that I would categorize at a 1, so I'm always like kind of analyzing where people are at based on what they're saying. And you can also see like how they're representing the energy in their body. But like they might say something like, oh, I could never go somewhere by myself because like what would people think about me? Or, if I wore that, then people would be thinking this about me. And it's kind of like no one's even thinking about you. Like, you know, it's not about you. Like everybody's actually thinking about themselves, you know. But that kind of like insecure, like kind of like a state is a lot of level 1 energy. Okay. And level 2, it's also that mentality that I'm right, you're wrong. And there's like nothing really in between. Like it's an I win, you lose mentality. And that they're really striving, trying to win. And what's really interesting is that this level, you can get a lot of stuff done with it. People that really vibe at like high level 2, like that's their dominant, they tend to be quite the go-getters, but they're doing it at a cost. And that's a cost to their relationships or their health because they're generating a lot of catabolic energy. And we all know these people as leaders. They're people who lead by fear. Like you follow them because you're afraid of what will happen if you don't follow them. And then being around them, they're very tense. Like just you feel that when you're around them. Like their shoulders tend to be up higher towards like their ears right there. Sometimes like their fists are clenched and you can just feel that kind of energy. That's level 2. Another thing with level 2 is the blame is high here. Like they're never going to take responsibility for anything that happens because it's always somebody else's fault. Because the responsibility piece doesn't come in until you have a higher awareness at 3, which we're going to talk about. But I like to talk a lot about level 2 because it's one of the most common. And in fact, a lot of leaders in organizations at the very top level, executive kind of leaders, a lot of them have a lot of level 2 and they've used it to get to the top. Another thing about level 2 is these are the people where if you did something really nice for them, they will be like, what's in it for you? Why are you doing this? Like, because they always think people are out to get them. And also that they think you have to be this or that. Like I said, there's nothing in between. So I've been seeing this a lot with COVID stuff where as if people say things like you either believe this way or you're fill in the blank. Like it's one or the other. There's nothing in between and you have to pick a side. That's level 2 energy. It shows up a lot when things are hard and people feel like they have to fight or defend themselves because that's where level 2 energy lives in that kind of fight. You'll see it like during hard times and you'll feel it, right? And under stress, most people, I would say, tend to default to one or two. They either run and hide, because that's a big thing of level one. Avoidance is very big in level one. A lot of times people will say like, well, I don't really have much of that kind of energy. But if you're someone who gets really overwhelmed with something new and you avoid or withdraw and disengage because you're overwhelmed with it, that is level one energy kicking in. And I'm someone right now that'll tell you, under stress, I have a lot of level one energy. I will default to that. I'm very aware now that I've done a lot of work around it, so I don't necessarily stay there, I don't think, for long, but that is my default. Like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. The cool thing is that after you know this stuff, you can be like, ooh, there's level one kicking in and I don't want to stay there, so I'm going to shift myself. So I'm consciously like doing that often where I'm like, oop, no, I'm not going to just withdraw and disengage and avoid this thing because it's not going to serve me. So if I was at a five, what would I think and what would I do in the situation? And I try to really like approach my life in that way. So that's why this wisdom is so helpful to you, because you're going to start to see where how you're showing up and then decide how you want to show up. And then a lot of people default to level two under stress. Two is going to be where you just get really angry and you feel like you need to argue and fight back. And that's another thing with level two people. The people that are always trying to pick an argument with you, I've been seeing this a lot too with the times that we're experiencing. You see those people going around just trying to start arguments with people. Level two galore up in there. All right, so now we're going to shift to level three, where this is where the anabolic state of energy is starting to build up. And level three energy is about taking responsibility. It could be summed up in, I think, one word as coping. So the copers live here, like the ones that are rationalizing a lot, like other people's behavior, making excuses for them, making excuses for why they don't show up a certain way. That's a lot of level three energy kicking in. The mindset here is I win, and if you win, it's okay too. So they're still going to be focused on them feeling comfortable, but they'll let somebody else win. But it's still like a little ego driven because you're still close to the ego. And really it's because they want to be more comfortable. They don't want to deal with the conflict. So they kind of just give it. A lot of times I see people when I'm coaching that have a lot of level three energy, they will tell me that they wish they could go on like a vacation or something. And I'll be like, have you talked to your boss about it? And they'll be like, no, and there's that stuff that shows up. Like they don't even ask for what they want because they don't want to deal with the conflict that's associated with it. They're big, like, peacekeepers. And if it's uncomfortable to have a conversation like that, even especially with negotiation galore, they're not going to, because they don't want to disturb the peace, rock the boat in any way. Okay, so I coach a lot of people that resonate high in level three. And my work is to help them kind of like step out of that comfort zone and to be like, you know, you were meant for more. Like, they're very much in their head, and it's not so much about what they're feeling in their heart. They're not listening to their heart. So they try to like rationalize everything and be like, well, maybe I should just do this and make this move. And it's kind of like, but what does your heart want? Like, you know that they're not tapping into that. So that's because that stuff starts to happen at level four. So let's talk about that. All right, wait, before we move on to level four, I want you to know that I do love shifting people to level three when they're experiencing a lot of level one or two energy, because level three is the area where they're going to take responsibility for their life, whereas in two and one, they're either blaming other people or blaming themselves. So sometimes I will ask people, what can you do about this? Because a lot of times they're like, oh, this person did this, blah, 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 blah. It's all about other people. But we're like, what can you do to make it better? What's one thing? That is a simple way to shift people into that level three, to take responsibility. Another reason why I like to shift people to level three is to help them forgive. This is where forgiveness lives. So I might say, well, what would it be like if you forgave them? So these are just a couple questions you can ask to kind of help shift. The next episode that I'm going to talk about energy, I am going to go into some detail of how you can shift some of that catabolic energy. This episode is already getting longer than I intended, but I love this stuff. And I think sometimes I just want to give you so much information so you like really get it. And I got to back off a little bit so that you can get through this episode. But level four energy, this is where gratitude lives. And it's really fun to shift people to this area because the feeling that you feel at level four, like grateful for what you have, that appreciation, it just feels so good to be at this level. And we like people that are at this level because they're really concerned about other people. This is where the mindset of you win exists, where it's about other people. The ones that leaders that are just really concerned about the people that they're serving, their team members, all of that, they tend to have a lot of level four energy. Every energy level has kind of a flip side to it, where if you have too much of it, it might not serve you. You might bounce down to the lower levels. Level four is one of those that I think of when I think of that, saying that. And the reason why is because if you are so focused on everybody else, that sometimes you can experience burnout and you can start to get mad and a little resentful that no one's helping you. Or people that had the tendency to people please galore, it's all about everybody else, they might kind of alternate between that four and one back and forth. Remember, you can shift very quickly. But as a whole, that level four is very much about concern for other people. So if you had a photo, everybody else would be in the photo except you. And this is where level five energy comes in. Level five as a leader is someone who is very opportunity focused. They look for we win scenarios. So if there was a photo, not only is everybody else going to be in it, but they're going to be in it too. So now on the flip side of this kind of curious energy, I like to think of it that way, like they're super curious about what opportunities could exist here, right? On the flip side of this is that they can see so much opportunity that they tend to really struggle picking one thing to focus on because it's like they overanalyze. I attract a lot of people that have a lot of level five energy because I have a lot of level five energy and like energy attracts. These people as leaders, though, you really like being around them because they're inspiring. They think of you, but they're still thinking about scenarios where people, we all can kind of win. It's a great energy level to be at when you're doing negotiation. I always talk about this when I'm coaching people on like how to ask for what it is they want. And I say, look at we win scenarios. If you're coming from a level two, like demanding stuff, people don't want to play with level two energy so much. Now, every energy level can serve you. Remember this, even the catabolic ones, you don't want to stay there, but sometimes it's helpful for you to step into that. Like you might need to step into level two energy and stand up for yourself because it's necessary in that situation. But when you have these greater awareness of these different levels, you can choose how you show up versus react. Okay, quickly moving on to level six. Level six energy is all about this mindset of we always win. So it's being in that state of flow. If you've ever felt that where like kind of time stands still and you're just in the zone, that's level six energy. And from this state, the joy comes from within. It's not based on external circumstances, right? You generate your own joy. And at different times in our life, we can tap into this level six energy, especially if you're in those moments, you're working on something that you are just like in the zone and people are like, hey, hello, are you here? Are you listening? And you're like, whoa, sorry, I was just in the zone. That is level six, this really awesome state of creation that you can be in. Now, could you imagine if you were always in that state, people would have a really hard time relating to you. You'd kind of be a little out of touch with reality and like what's happening down here on earth because you're really high up there. But at different times in our life, it serves us to go there. And I will talk to you about in the next episode how you can still experience stress and be at a level six. So a lot of times people think that if you're experiencing stress, you're just going to automatically go to one or two. And it's like, no, you can be in a very stressful situation and see opportunity in it. You can get into the zone in that stressful situation. Think of like ER doctors. It's a pretty stressful situation. But bam, you're in the zone. You're focusing on what it is that you want to accomplish, right? Okay, that's the power of this work. Like how we get to decide how do we want to handle the stress that is thrown at us in life. From a one, from a six, like what do we want? And level seven, moving on, is all about really like this state of fearlessness. And everything just is. There's no judgment here at all. And if you've ever felt like you were in the state of like, you know, but there was no judgment. It was just like,
totally present and like connected with God, that feeling, that is level 7 energy. Now, we as human beings don't stay in level 7 energy. We kind of vibe in and out, and we're constantly fluctuating between the different levels all day long. Okay, real quick, we're gonna go over a scenario that you can relate to just so that you can see how the circumstance doesn't determine how someone shows up. It is the thoughts that they have, the energy that they're at, that level, that awareness, okay? So giving you example. Let's say that you're stuck in a traffic jam. I love to use this example. You probably heard me say it. So level 1, if you have a victimhood mentality, you might say something like, this always happens to me. Of course this would happen to me. Maybe you would feel really sorry for yourself and start crying and be in tears, right, about it. Level 2, road rage. Who's to blame? Flipping out. Level 3 is where you're going to take responsibility. You might say something like, I should have left earlier today. Level 4 is everybody else okay? I'm going to pray for everybody right now. Maybe I'll let everybody in front of me. And then you're making level 2 person even more mad. And then level 5 is where you see it as an opportunity for you. So you're like, huh, what can I do right now just to take advantage of this time that I have? Like, you're at acceptance. Acceptance is high in level 5. So maybe you don't like the fact that you're in a traffic jam, but you're going to find an opportunity in it. So maybe you'll take that time to call someone, maybe check an email if you're at like a standstill. You're going to take advantage of that time that you have. See the opportunity in it. So level 6 is where your joy comes from within. So you're not even really flustered about this at all. And you tend to believe that things are happening for you. Have you ever heard anyone say that? I say that all the time. Everything is happening for me. That is level 6 energy there. Like, you think there's a purpose behind things. A lot of people I admire have a lot of level 6 energy, and they create like all these awesome things, and they often say things like that. That's how you can tell where people are resonating, is what they're saying and how it feels to be around them. So joy comes from within. You might say, maybe it's supposed to be this way. And then when that person finally gets to work or wherever they're going, they're not even flustered at all, right? So level 7 is like, there is no traffic jam. Like, yeah, like, I'm just here and all is well. You're totally out of touch with reality, totally in the clouds, doing your own thing, right? So you see those differences, same situation, traffic jam. Someone responds to it very differently. Remember when I said level 2 is the dominant? Do you see where you tend to see that out in the road often? That a lot of people are all about themselves, looking to who to blame, right? That kind of energy is out there a lot. But there's a lot of that other kind of energy out there as well. And just now you're more aware and you're going to start noticing it, and you're probably going to start noticing it in yourself as well. Now, what I'm trained to do is assess where people are at. I don't even need to mention it to them. And then help them shift. And we don't do massive shifts, like from a 1 to a 6, you know, because your brain isn't really going to be able to make that big of a shift. So we're doing little shifts. And my goal is to really reduce that catabolic energy, because it really holds people down. Think of a hot air balloon. If there's just a little bit of sandbags, that can hold down that big hot air balloon from rising, right? So think of that as catabolic energy. We just want to remove those sandbags. So we got to figure out in your life, where is that catabolic energy generating from? What's causing it? What are you thinking that's causing it? And really kind of let go of those sandbags so you can rise up to be that person that you're meant to be. Now, oh, I could go on this forever. We're not going to. Next episode, I am going to dive in a little more to help you learn ways that you can kind of shift and release some of that catabolic energy for you or for other people, so that you can handle stress in your life in a way that really makes you proud, where you're still moving forward in the direction that you want to go. So stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit longer than I intended, but we're practicing what we preach. We're intentional, but we're unattached. You can get a printout of all of these levels on my website, intentionalmindpodcast.com or angebarnard.com. And there will be show notes for this episode, episode 4. It'll have the link there where you can get the printout, or you can find it on my website somewhere on there. And it's really going to lay out these seven levels. And even if you just have this beside you, you can kind of like periodically check, like, where am I? Where do I want to be? It's really helpful, especially if you're trying to make a decision around something and just kind of going through, like, if I was at one, what would I do? If I was at two, three, four, five, and then you decide consciously what level is going to serve you in this moment. That's really helpful. If you got a lot of this episode, please take the time to go leave us a review. Make sure you're subscribed to the show so that you get to know when these new episodes air. The more that you give, the more that you get. So if you're giving more love out there, more is going to come back to you. Whatever you focus on grows. All right, have an awesome day today, focusing on the things that you want to expand.